Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. I'm Chris Franz, and I want to start with a question. Can you avoid the big crisis of life? There are crises that come our way that sometimes could have been avoided. In fact, many can be avoided. And it's God's will that we have hope and we have a future. That's what Jeremiah says. You know, some years ago, I sat in the emergency room. We were in the process of moving, and I started having chest pains, and I was afraid. So we went to the emergency room, and I sat there. They admitted me into the hospital and started running me through test after test, 24 hours, one test after another. Went through a stress test, MRI of my heart, and all kinds of things, blood work, and man, they took me through the mill. And they treated me like a sick man, and I wasn't sick. I just had chest pain. After everything was said and done, they released me from the hospital and said, "Your heart is in good order. Don't worry." They gave me some tablets that I should take, but they said it's just baby tablets. It's just a small thing, just as precautionary. And after I recovered from the shock, I realized, many crises can be avoided if you make the small investments in life. And from that time on, I decided I'm not going to end up in an emergency room. I'm going to do my part that I do not end up there. I started jogging and running every day, making sure that my body is healthy. And I have reaped incredible rewards from living a healthy life. But you make the decision whether you're going to pay the small installments of pain and discipline, or whether you're going to pay the big price in the end, where the big shock comes and your heart gives out or something terrible happens. We can choose to be accountable before we fall into moral sin. We can choose to have a prayer life before we go into irreversible carnality. We can choose to spend time in the Word of God before deception grabs a hold of us. And like 800 people that committed suicide in Jonestown because they were deceived. You see, God can save you from things like that. You can choose to make the small daily investments in your marriage before your spouse walks out that door. You can choose between the smaller price of discipline or the huge price of crisis later. Make the small payments, and the Lord will give you the strength to do so and the wisdom. The Bible says, no discipline is enjoyable when it is happening. It is painful. And that's true. The small investments are painful and they're not nice. It takes a lot of discipline to get up every morning and run and go through the pain of exercise, or to go the extra mile when you don't feel like it, to invest in your marriage. No discipline, this is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 through 13. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living to those who are trained in its way. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. You see, it talks about here, actually, those who are weak and lame, that you become strong and that you will not fall. That's what God's will is for your life. It's not God's will that you go through these big crises that the enemy wants to sow into your life. No, it's God's will that you avoid those crises. And God will give you the grace to avoid them and to live a life that will make a difference in this generation. God bless you.